taking their place in a long true line of everyday Americans,
helping to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. This is the Constitution Study on the America Out Loud Network with your host, Paul Engel.
Pay the bills, stay out of jail, love the neighbors and have a few good friends. Every day you are everyday Americans.
Hello there, everyday Americans. You've joined the Constitution Study. This is where we read and study the Constitution. We teach the rising generation to be free. Freedom. Now, freedom is this wonderful thing we all strive for, but for freedom to be real, for liberty to be real, you must have what's referred to as informed consent. The Declaration of Independence says that governments exercise just powers from the consent of the governed. Well, that consent really needs to be informed consent. Why is that important? Well, from my good old-fashioned IT days, when I first started programming, we had this little thing called garbage in, garbage out. You put bad information into a system, you're going to get bad information out. And more and more lately, we're seeing that, for the last year and a half or so, we've been making some very bad decisions because we've had some very bad information. And many people have consented, and many people still consent. But their consent is not based on truth. It's not informed by the truth. It's informed by, well, we'll just call it propaganda. Now, I'm going to start off. I got several articles I want to look at today. I actually saw this little essay from a gentleman by the name of Michael Perutko. It was in News with Views. And he made a very interesting point. I've talked about this before. But apparently the WHO, our infamous overlords at the WHO, have recently confirmed that the COVID-19 PCR test is flawed. It means that all those estimates of positive cases we've been hearing about, well, you can't really trust them, can you? Because you don't know if the test was accurate. So if you go to the CDC's COVID data site and it says there have been 33 or so million positive tests, well, how many of those are real? How many of those were done by the PCR test? And if that test is flawed, were they really real? This doesn't even get into the point of the number of deaths that were recorded because the person had COVID, not because they died of COVID. So we were scared to death. We scared ourselves into servitude and subjugation because our consent to wear masks, to put up with lockdowns and shutdowns and illegal government orders was based on misinformation. Does that mean that the entirety of 2020 and the first half of 2021, we've been living a lie? We've been living based on a lie. Now, there's an interesting book out called The 2020 Corona Crisis, Destroying Civil Society, Engineering Domestic Depression, Global Coup d'Etat, and the Great Reset. And this is by a gentleman by the name of Dr. Michael Chodorowski. Now, I haven't read the book, but I've seen some excerpts from it. It sounds very interesting. It's the question. Before you go consenting to getting the jab, before you go consenting to getting the vaccine, before you consent to wearing a mask again, before you consent to the government telling you whether or not you're essential, whether or not you can work, under what conditions you can work, ask yourself, are you making decisions or are they being made for you? And are they being made with an informed consent? For example, the CDC has this Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, or VAERS. There have already been over 800 reports of heart inflammation from people who've taken one of the COVID-19 vaccines. See, this is the point I was making. I told you before, I was at a doctor's office with my wife, and we were talking to a physician's assistant, and they asked if we had gotten our vaccines. And I said, no, I'm not taking an experimental vaccine for a disease I have a 99% chance of surviving. And she was quite incredulous. See, she hadn't actually looked at any of the data, apparently. She was simply listening to the propaganda being put out by the heads of the CDC. Not the actual data being put out by the CDC, but by the heads of the CDC. And now we find out that Okay, now let's face it, 800 reports of heart inflammation over the, 120 some odd million people that have had the vaccine. I don't know what the exact number is at this point. It's a very, 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 very small percentage. Right? It's extremely small. But that doesn't mean it's zero. And that means as free people, we should be deciding, we should be using an informed consent to decide if the risk of the vaccine is worth its effectiveness. And remember, and I'm a middle-aged man. I'm overweight. Yet I look at the numbers from the CDC, and what do I see? I see that I have roughly a 99% survival if I catch the disease. Now, again, a little bit of math. There are roughly 330 million people in the United States. If 33 million people have tested positive, and we're not even sure all those tests are accurate, but they've tested positive, that means I have roughly a 1 in 10 chance of contracting the disease. And if I get the disease, I have a 99% chance of surviving the disease. Do I want to take a drug to protect me from a disease I have an almost 0% chance of surviving? Oh, I'm sorry, 0% chance of dying from, when a drug hasn't been fully tested, when we don't know all of its long-term effects. And this vaccine is being pushed more and more on children, which have a statistically zero chance of dying from the disease. They rarely catch it. When they catch it, they don't die from it. They don't transmit it. Yet we are using our children as guinea pigs for this vaccine. But then again, that's nothing new. Apparently, parents in Gainesville, Florida, sent their masks, the masks of their children that they'd been wearing to school, to a lab for analysis. Guess what this lab found in these children's masks? And just so you know, there were three surgical masks, two cotton masks, and one polyester gaiter. I don't know what a gaiter is. I guess it's a head sock or whatever. Now, five of the six masks were contaminated with parasites, fungi, and bacteria. One of the masks actually had a virus that causes a fatal systemic disease in cattle and deer. They found other pathogens that cause ulcers, acne, strep throat. They were all on the face coverings of these children that are still being forced to wear them to go to the government-run school and many private-run schools as well. And oh, by the way, they did send actually control samples. They actually did a scientific test, and the control samples contained none of these pathogens. Yet we have students wearing these masks 6, 7, 8 hours a day. And we're finding they're contaminated. It's actually dangerous for them to be wearing that mask. But not only did we allow our children to wear these masks, we still have schools in complete opposition to the data that are forcing children to wear masks that are dangerous to their health. Even though there's more and more evidence that masks not only do not stop the virus is like 1/1000th the size of the opening in these masks. We have Dr. Fauci admitting that a store-bought mask does nothing to stop the spread of a vaccine, an airborne vaccine. Yet we're still wearing masks. We have evidence that wearing masks are dangerous. Even other studies that talk about how the recirculation, it tends to dry your mouth out, which makes you more susceptible to other bacteria and other infections. We're still doing it because we are not getting informed consent. We are allowing other people to tell us what we should do rather than finding it out for ourselves. But yet we're still pushing masks. We're still pushing these vaccines. I saw this article by Peter McCullough on America Out Loud, noting that according to the CDC's own statistics, of the almost 330,000 serious safety reports that have been received and certified, almost 6,000 have led to death, almost 20,000 to hospitalization. Yet we're still pushing this vaccine everywhere and anywhere we can. Now, the CDC says, well, the deaths weren't caused by the vaccines. But again, that's without any external, blind, unbiased mechanisms. There's no data monitoring. There's no ethics board. There's no peer review. All we have is the word of a bunch of bureaucrats. And since the majority of these deaths occurred a few days after the vaccine was administered, even if the vaccine isn't the direct cause, it certainly has to be a contributing factor. But it's not just the CDC. A Dr. Tress Lawry in the United Kingdom has submitted a report to the UK Medicines and Health Products Registry Agency concluding that the COVID-19 vaccines are not safe for human use. She has data. And the UK Medical Board has a problem on its hands. Yet not only are these still available in both the US and the UK, I don't know about the UK, but they are being pushed like a drug addiction here in the United States. See, again, consent is one thing. Informed consent is how we should be making our minds up. And this blind push to use an untested, an unverified vaccine on people who have little, if any, danger of death from this. To me, that's unconscionable. And I've already told you, I am, you know, when I'm going on my Knowing Your Rights tour, I'm driving, I don't dare fly because I don't trust the airlines to not say I have to take an experimental drug in order to fly. I believe the TSA is already pushing that you have to be vaccinated or I guess it's vaccinated or wear a mask. Two dangerous things, two things that are not really good for your health in order to fly. Well, guess what? I'm not going to fly then. I would much rather fly. If I had the money, I'd simply get my own airplane and fly myself. But I don't. So I can't. So I drive. And that's the decision I make. That is my informed consent. My informed consent is that there are more dangers to me from the vaccine than from the disease. There are more dangers from the mask than from not wearing a mask. Therefore, I'm hitting the road. But you see, that's not good enough for those who we elect to represent us. I've got a few stories here that hopefully you find quite disturbing. Unvaccinated students at a recent Exeter High School prom were marked with numbers and contact trace throughout the course of the night. That's right. If you were unable to produce a vaccination card, if you couldn't produce your papers that showed you had taken an unnecessary vaccine that could have potentially dangerous side effects, you're treated like a pathogen. You're numbered. You're traced. Now, the students were told this beforehand, but what is it saying to these students, to these young heads still being formed, these minds still being formed? If you don't do what the government says, you'll be tracked. How long before it goes from tracking to being picked up? Personally, if I were a parent of a student going to that school, not only would they not be going to prom, they'd be going to court. You have a government-run agency that is tracking people for no legitimate reason. Oh, but the vaccine, that is no danger, that is almost zero danger, as close to zero as we can get. The students are more in danger of dying driving home than they are from the vaccine. That does not, you know, just because there's a pandemic doesn't mean the Constitution ceases to exist. You do not deprive people of their liberty without due process of law. And it's about time parents start acting like parents and protecting their children from these schools, from the people running, the tyrants running these schools. We are not helpless before our government. We are its masters. We created it. We can take it out and create another one just like it. Why don't we? That should be our line when we're dealing with elected officials at all levels. Listen, you work for me. I can take you out and create another one just like you. But no. We have students that are tracked and traced because they didn't take the vaccine. Yet, while studies prove that that means they are still a zero danger to anyone else. Then Rhodes College in Memphis, Tennessee. If you want to go to Rhodes College this semester and you don't want to get a vaccine, you're getting a $1,500 fee. They want you tested. That's right. If you dare to go to school in Memphis, Tennessee, to the Rhodes College without your vaccination, without proof of your papers, you have to pay the piper. What happened to America? And as if that isn't bad enough, West Point, our premier military academy, our oldest military academy, is now pressuring cadets to take the shot. And they are facing harsh restrictions if they don't. Now, the vast majority of the cadets have been vaccinated, but they're pressuring those who have not. According to the mother of one cadet, quote, he was counseled before he left West Point by his tactical officer, who told them that because he chose to exercise his right to not take the vaccine, that he would be susceptible status and that he would have to submit to restrictions of movement throughout the summer. He's giving up his leave. He's being forced to give up his leave. He's being labeled because he wouldn't take the vaccine, because he exercised his right not to take an experimental drug. This is West Point. These are supposed to be some of the best in our military. And they're being treated like cattle that need to be vaccinated without their consent. And if you dare to actually exercise your right to not be vaccinated, you're going to be punished. You're going to be restricted. And again, these are young men and women. The risk to them and their and the others is negligible, all but zero. Now, nothing comes with a zero risk, but all but zero. Because we've gone, I think America's gone crazy. I can think of really no other way to describe it. So that's the stick. Do what you're told or you'll be punished. You'll pay a fee to go to school. You'll have your leave canceled if you're in the military. You'll be tracked and traced because you refuse to bow down to a government that is exercising a power it does not legitimately have. This is unjust, and the American people are standing for it. We're sitting back and letting it happen. I saw an interesting YouTube video that I think helped us describe this. Many of you may be familiar with a gentleman by the name of Bill Whittle. I'll put a link to the video. It's called Coerced Cowardice. And it's this idea that because so many of the last generation or so many of the kids have been protected from the real life experiences, protected from learning how to judge the danger of something, that they've lost that capacity. They never developed the capacity to put something in perspective. So you have these young men and women, children, who are the least at risk for COVID, right? The least at risk are some of the most fearful of COVID. I told the story before. I was traveling back before the flying got so stupid. I was in an airport and I watched a young couple, late 20s, you know, if they were 30, I'd be surprised. And they were pushing a stroller. Both parents had masks on. They had face shields on. They had their children in a stroller that looked like it was wrapped up with Saran wrap. The people least at risk of danger from COVID were taking extreme measures because we have been scared, because our consent is no longer informed by rationality, not by facts and data, but by pundits and politicians and celebrities that are doing our thinking for us. Consent is no longer informed by facts. Consent, for most of us, seems to be informed by people who don't know what they're talking about. And while some people have decided maybe the stick is not the right approach, maybe we'll just try to bribe people. We'll give them a carrot. I've already reported on several states that are offering lotteries, cities that are offering free giveaways. The latest to join this list is Washington, D.C., which I think is some of the cheapest giveaways now. If you get your COVID vaccine, they're going to give you a $51 gift card. Now, what do we call when money or a favor is given or promised in order to influence the judgment or conduct of a person in a position of trust? That's a definition of bribery from the Merriam-Webster Dictionary. Yep. In other words, we now have our governments bribing us to take a chance, bribing us to test a vaccine. I heard of this. I wish I could find it. This great meme. It was two lab rats talking to each other. And one said, hey, have you gotten your COVID vaccine yet? And the other said, nope, they're still going through human testing. We are testing this vaccine on our citizens, on our children. And now the American people are accepting bribes in order to do it. For those of you who wouldn't do it just because they said so, well, we'll just accept a bribe to do that. And, you know, Alexis de Tocqueville said that the American Republic will endure until the day Congress discovers that it can bribe the public with the public's money. Well, that's a lesson that not only Congress has learned, but many of our cities, many of our states, and now the District of Columbia have learned. They can bribe us with their own money. They will take our tax money from us and then offer it back as long as we do what they tell us to. This is not the actions of a free people. This is not people living with informed consent. This is subjugation. This is the removal of choice, the removal of information, the removal of an informed consent in order to promote the agenda of a small group of people? Tell me, when did the people consent to the government offering bribes in order to coerce the people to take actions that they have so far deemed not the right action for them? You know, we coerce children, don't we? Right? We say, eat your vegetables and then you'll get a dessert. That's bribery. It is. It is. And it's something parents do to children all the time. What does it say about the American people that politicians that we hire to exercise our power in our name treat us like children to be coerced, cajoled, and if necessary, threatened into compliance? COVID-19 has revealed a serious issue in the American society. It didn't create the society. This isn't COVID's fault. This is revealing a serious problem that many have been talking about for years, that the American people are stopped acting like citizens and are acting more like subjects, that are not acting as a free people, but as children that want nothing more than to be taken care of. And that there are people in this country who are more than willing to treat us as children, to act like our parents, to decide for us what we should do, when we should do it, and how we should do it. COVID didn't cause this problem. It has revealed how infantile so many of the American people have become. Now it's time for us to decide, will we grow up or not? Now, if you're not interested in taking the vaccine, like I'm not, what do? Well, you try to live a healthy life. You make sure you get the nutrients and minerals and vitamins that your body needs to stave off a virus or any infection. Now, some of you may not like taking pills. You may not like the vitamins. You look and say, hey, if they haven't touched the vitamins, we're taking the same vitamins they did back in the 1930s. Well, do me a favor. Head to healthycell.com/outloud. Try their vitamin supplements. They have supplements designed to boost your immune system, to help you sleep, to help you with focus and recall. And they're all delivered in a gel that you can either take directly or mix with a drink. It's simple, it's easy, it's travel friendly, and it does what we need, that is to keep our bodies healthy. Give our bodies, our cells, the vitamins and minerals that they need to not only remain functional and active, but to fight off any diseases that come around. So again, go to healthycell.com/outloud. You get 20% off your first order. Try it out, and then I will be right back with you after this break.
Because of COVID-19, the average American worries about their immune health 4 times a day. That's 112 times per year. To minimize the worries, leading nutritional supplement company, Healthy Cell, created Immune Super Boost, an immune supplement that contains 15 full doses of science-backed nutrients like vitamin C, zinc, elderberry, and echinacea, all in a one-a-day pill-free gel pack. It tastes great, is convenient on the go, and it's more natural too, without chemical binders, fillers, and coatings. Supporting a strong and resilient immune system can be simple. Go to healthycell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off your first order of Immune Super Boost. That's healthycell.com, HEALTHYCELL, and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
As we celebrate our 5-year anniversary, America Out Loud has expanded its mission through a newly designed website with a host of new contributors, all carrying a vibrant message of hope and survival for this country we love. AmericaOutLoud.com. Together, we'll secure the future for generations to come.
Welcome back, everyday Americans. Thank you for joining the Constitution Study. And we've been talking about this idea of informed consent and how much of the COVID-19 scaredemic has been working because our consent has not been informed by facts, but it's been informed by politicians and pundits and bureaucrats and the media, devoid of facts. Even when they're proven wrong, we still follow what they're saying. It reminds me of a story we've all learned about the boy who cried wolf. The idea is if you're found out to be wrong too often, people stop listening to you, which makes you beg the question, why do we still listen to people who we've already shown have been lying to us? You know, there's an old saying, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Well, fool me 10,000 times, I guess I'm an American voter. And if there's one poster child for being lied to, a poster child for the Pinocchio, well, it's got to be Dr. Fauci. And not only do we have the evidence from the CDC that his recommendations are wrong, not only do we have evidence from states opening up that his recommendations were wrong, now we have his own emails proving that he knew that he was wrong, that he was contradicting himself, that a lot of the information apparently was given for as much political reasons as anything else. So again, fool me once, shame on you, doctor. Fool me twice, shame on me. If we keep listening to him, it's not his fault. It's our fault. It is our fault when we listen to people that have been proven time and time again to lie to us. And now Dr. Fauci warns that, well, booster shots will likely be necessary, but they're not sure when. Okay, doctor, were you lying to us then? You lying to us now? Or is it just more proof that you haven't, that this vaccine has not been properly tested? They do not know the long-term effects. They do not know the long-term efficacy. They do not know. Because he says right here, the timing is unclear. You probably need one. Okay, we don't know when. All right, shouldn't I know that before I start taking this vaccine? Shouldn't that have been figured out beforehand? No, no, no. We had to go rushing to get a vaccine because everyone had the stuffing scared out of them for a disease that the vast majority of us have a, 95%+ chance of surviving. See, these are the people who have been crying wolf for the last year and a half. And not only do we listen to them, for some ungodly, I have no idea why. I wouldn't trust Mr. Fauci as far as I could throw him. Then again, I don't trust the news media. I don't trust politicians. I don't trust bureaucrats. Why? They've lied to me too often. There's a scene from the movie of Princess Bride. I love that movie, where the main character, Wesley, he's climbing the cliff, and one of the other characters, Inigo Montoya, says, I can give you my word as a Spaniard. And he says, no good. I've known too many Spaniards. I've known too many politicians and bureaucrats. I've seen them lie to me time and time and time again. I will not trust them. So now what do they want to do? Well, now the government's going to allocate $3.2 billion. That's billion with a B. Billions don't even matter anymore. They're going to put aside $3.2 billion to develop and manufacture antiviral meds. Now tell me, ladies and gentlemen, go to your Constitution, go to archives.org, search for the Constitution. Tell me, where is the amendment that gives the federal government the authority, that gives Congress the authority to spend money to develop medicines? The answer is nowhere. This is embezzlement. The federal government is embezzling $3.2 billion of your money to manufacture vaccines. And we let them do it. Oh, but it was passed by Congress. It was funded as part of the American Rescue Plan. Guess what? That's another plan that was not authorized by the Constitution. You know why I called it a criminal, the federal government a criminal organization? Because it seems like most of what they do are federal crimes. They are violating the supreme law of the land. Now, whether or not you think antiviral pills are a good idea or not, that is not the federal government's mandate. That is a power they are stealing from the American people. 10th Amendment, any power not delegated to the United States by the Constitution or prohibited by it to the states remains with the states, respectively, or with the people. This is theft. This is theft of your right. This is theft of your consent to government. This is theft of your freedom and your liberty. And all we do is go, oh, goody, they're going to give us pills. Why would I trust a government-issued antiviral pill any more than a government-backed vaccine if it hasn't been tested? Why? Now the U.S. is going to spend, I don't know how much money, sending 2.5 million doses of the Moderna vaccine to Taiwan. Oh, goody. Now the American people are funding an experimental vaccine going to a foreign country. Does anybody else here see this as a problem? Now, if the Taiwanese want the vaccine, why can't they pay for it? Why must we pay for it? We're not talking a third world country. We're not talking an impoverished nation. Why? Why have those in the American government gotten the arrogant idea that it is their job to save the rest of the world? Now, don't get me wrong. I believe that we have a moral duty to help those that are truly endangered. I believe there's a moral imperative, but we're not talking about that. We're talking about a first world country with a first world economy that we are funding an experimental vaccine on them. Why? Because I know one thing. I know it's not authorized in the Constitution of the United States. But you see, we've gone so far from the Constitution. I understand why people say the Constitution doesn't matter anymore, because those in government ignore it and we, the people, let them. See, that's the point I want to get to. How do you get to informed consent? By finding out for yourself. How do you control your government? By acting as a citizen and requiring, demanding they follow their oath of office. You make it a disqualifying reason to hold any office of trust if they violate their oath of office. If you want government to stop acting like tyrants, stop submitting to the tyrants. If you're going to spend $3.2 billion illegally developing an antiviral pill, guess what? When do the states start standing up and saying, you know what? We're not going to let our citizens are no longer going to participate in that. In fact, we are going to repeal the 16th Amendment so that we can regain control of an out-of-control federal government taking money from our people to spend illegally. That's it. When? You want to send 2.5 million vaccines? Why are they going to Taiwan? Why are they not being used here? If these things are so great, why do you have to bribe people to take them? And why do you have such a hard time getting some people to take them that you got to send them overseas before they expire? How about we repeal the 17th Amendment? How about we get the states back involved in federal legislation and we start gaining control of our federal government again? See, we have to stop waiting for someone else to fix this problem and realize this is our problem. It's for us to fix. Now, some of the other issues, items that have come out of this COVID scaredemic, faux-demic, take your pick. See, the Centers for Disease Control have ordered the blocking of cruise ships from Florida ports. Because Florida doesn't require, in fact, Florida law means they cannot require proof of vaccination to board the ship. Okay, first of all, nowhere does the Constitution even allow for Centers for Disease Control. So it's illegal to begin with. It does not have the legal authority to establish interstate or international commerce. Neither does it have the authority to tell a state what must be done in a state port. That is state business. That is not a power delegated to the United States. So Florida sued. Okay. If you've listened for a while, you know my position on lawsuits. They're okay, but I don't think they've truly fixed the problem. Because they basically are you admitting that only the federal government can tell the federal government what to do. Well, in this case, a federal judge has opined. I'm reading this on Epic Times. They say the judge ruled. Judges don't rule. They opine. And this judge issued a preliminary injunction preventing the CDC from enforcing its order because they said, listen, the state of Florida is likely to prevail in the merits of the case, that the CDC does not have the legal authority to order cruise ships that dock in Florida ports to follow rules other than those required by Florida state law. This is a state issue. I didn't read the order, so I don't have all the details as to the basis this judge used, but at least this time a judge said, yeah, no, CDC, we don't think you're going to win on this one. We think you've made a mess of this. My only issue is, as far as Florida is concerned, they should have said, listen, we appreciate your order. Lots of hard work. It's illegal. It's a violation of the Constitution. Therefore, it's void. We're just going to ignore it. Oh, Paul, that's nullification. That's anarchy. No, that's applying the supreme law of the land. And the reason I say that is because we're happy because a judge has issued a preliminary injunction. They've not finished the case. There's nothing that would stop another judge from simply overturning this judge. This is not a republic. This is an oligarchy of judges and bureaucrats arguing over the rules. And the American people stand for it because their consent to the governed has not been informed by the actual language of the Constitution of the United States. See, when you understand the Constitution, when you take a little bit of time and you read and study the Constitution, you learn what your rights are, all of a sudden you recognize, the federal government can't do that. That's void. It's empty. Just listen to my episode a few days ago on the Supremacy Clause and understanding that the federal government cannot do anything it wants and that the states are not obliged to follow laws that are void. In fact, based on their oath of office, they're required not to. Now, some more outcomes. This one comes from an article from One News Now. Apparently, there's a group of nurses that have been fired. I guess as of Monday, June 21st, they were being fired because they refused to take the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. All of these, I guess, are employees of Houston Methodist Hospital. Now, here's the one thing I'm not 100% sure of. Is Houston Methodist Hospital a public hospital or a private hospital? Now, the difference is important, right? Because if it's a public hospital, then the hospital cannot deprive its employees of the liberty to decide for themselves without due process of law, unless they can show that these nurses who have not been vaccinated are an actual threat, not hyperbolic, not Anthony Fauci, but medically, scientifically show that they legally are a danger to others, then this would be a violation of the Constitution. Now, if Houston Methodist Hospital is a private institution, then they have the right to set the standards for their employees. And if their employees don't wish to comply with those standards, well, they can lose their job. The job is owned by the employer, not the employee. But these nurses, and the gist of this story is that they had to make a hard decision. Yeah, well, guess what? We are all faced with decisions, some of them harder than others. It really was up to the nurses to decide which was more important to them, the vaccine or the job? The dangers to the vaccine or the dangers of losing their job? So apparently out of the some 26,000 people on the hospital payroll, 178 employees were suspended in June, and 117 are now joined a federal lawsuit to fight the hospital on their the vaccine requirement. And again, this is interesting. It to me, from a constitutional standpoint, it all comes down to, is Houston Methodist Hospital federally funded? I should say government funded. Or is it a private organization? If it is a private organization, which many of our hospitals started out as private organizations, then really the case these people have really has no merit. And a private employer can set the standards for people to work for them. Now, we don't like that. We like to find reasons that we, to impose our own will on them. But that's not what the Constitution says. If it's a government-run hospital, if these people getting checks from a government institution, then they have a very good case because they can prove that they have been denied their liberty. They have been denied the liberty to work and the property of their body. They've been forced to choose between the two, something that governments are not allowed to do, not legally allowed to do. So I look to find some more information. Hopefully, as this lawsuit proceeds, I'll keep an eye out for it and bring it back to you as it progresses. Now, how about a couple of other little tidbits? back to the informed consent. See, we were told for a year that the COVID-19, the novel coronavirus, SARS-CoV-2, as it's technically called, it came from bats and wet markets and all that. And anybody who challenged that was ostracized. They were excoriated in the media. Their social media accounts were either blocked or disabled. How dare anybody mention that this could possibly have been a man-made virus? Well, government emails from Dr. Fauci, which were released because they're publicly owned, they talk about, let's say, coordinated efforts to push this narrative. Apparently, back in February 2020, there was a teleconference organized by Dr. Fauci. He's the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, and a Dr. Farrar, director of the British Wellcome Trust, and they were scrambling on how to deal with this public discussion of the fact that this virus may have originated from the Wuhan Institute of Virology in China. What's interesting is there were significant articles that that promoted the natural occurrence theory, the idea that the virus had natural origins. And these were highly promoted, and any conversation, any effort to disagree with them was actively suppressed. But what do we find out now? That the people who wrote these articles, well, these people are having professional links with people in China, with the Wuhan Institute, with funding for some of this testing. In other words, we're getting more information that not only that those who promoted the natural origin theory had a vested interest in it being a natural origin without any proof or evidence, apparently, but they actively suppressed proof and evidence that it may not have been a natural origin. Now, I'm not a virologist. I don't know one way or the other. What I do know is I can smell when something doesn't smell right, right? When the supposed articles, the supposed proof that this was natural origins is nothing more than the opinions of scientists, and contrary opinions are suppressed. They're not given the light of day. That always gives me a little bit of wonder. Why is it suppressed? If the information is not good, expose it. And they didn't do that. So now we're seeing more and more evidence that maybe this was, I'm not saying it was a bio attack. I'm not saying it was released intentionally, but it's important to understand how to fight the virus. You got to understand how it was created. Another example of science, of facts being manipulated. I can't call it science because it isn't. This idea of natural immunity. Now, what I find interesting is, you know, there's plenty of history of people being, scientists being, having their information suppressed because it didn't follow a certain orthodoxy. So when people note, you know, hey, when you get a disease, your body builds up a natural immunity. In fact, there was a paper written called the Great Barrington Declaration that documented, hey, if you've had this disease, you have a natural exemption to it, just like you would anything else. Your body builds up antibodies to protect itself against a disease it has had. But again, they seem to be ignoring that. Why? Because, well, if you require a vaccination for immunity, what about the natural immunity that you may have had from actually having the disease? Why don't we test for that? If you're truly worried about suppressing this disease, it's not simply the vaccine. It's natural immunity. So how can you make an informed decision? How can you have informed consent? If the idea that you get a natural immunity from having had the disease, if that idea is suppressed in the public, if it is not used as part of the public health process, if it's actively suppressed in the media or in scientific communities, if people who go to the media to share information that they have gathered through the scientific process, well, if they're suppressed, if they're not allowed on the media, if social media is suppressing information, such as YouTube's recent ban of Senator Johnson for discussing treatments of COVID-19 that don't meet current political orthodoxy. How do you have informed consent? How do we do that? If all the information that we go to is not giving us all the facts, what do we do? Well, the answer is we stop looking for other people to provide facts for us. Now, I understand we are not all experts in all things, and we don't have the time to do all the research on all the things that we're looking for, but we need to be open. You need to do more than simply sit back and be a passive receptor of information. If you're watching the news, if you're reading a website and you see a piece of information, do just a little research. Read the article. But before you make a decision as important as to whether or not you're going to take a vaccine, shouldn't you know what the risks of the vaccine are? Shouldn't you know how far it has been tested and what your risks of illness, serious disease, or even death are, whether you take the vaccine or not? See, that's the informed consent. Citizens work by informed consent. We consent to the powers of our government. We do that by trying to inform ourselves. Subjects passively accept information from government. Subjects are the ones that sit back and let the government tell them what to do. We've seen it in countries around the world. You know, if you're a citizen in North Korea, you don't have informed consent. You do what you're told. If you're a citizen in China, you're less likely to get informed consent because China is going to restrict access to data. Even if you're a citizen in Venezuela, your information is restricted, controlled. We talk about informed consent before you take any drug, right? You listen to an advertisement for a drug, and then they have this whole rapid list of things that might possibly happen. But for some reason, we're not told that for the COVID vaccine. We're warned about all types of diseases, but we're not given the facts and the data about COVID-19. You know, I started as a photographer when I was young. My father was a photographer. My grandfather was a photographer. I started taking pictures when I was 5 years old. And one of the things I used to like to do, it's called a forced perspective shot. We've all seen it, right? You've seen the shot where it looks like someone's holding the Eiffel Tower in the palm of their hand, or you've watched a movie where a model, which is this, you know, like the Star Wars, right? The model of the Millennium Falcon looks like this gigantic ship, but it's really just a model because they force you to look at it a certain way to give you a certain perspective. That's what's happened with so much in our lives today. I'm picking on COVID-19. I'm picking on the scaredemic, but I see it in so many places where we focus on something and we lose perspective. You might say we lose the forest for the trees. We end up so focused on a tree that we lose perspective on where that fits in the entire forest. COVID-19 is just one of the newest examples. Now, the solution to this forced perspective is not simply to sit back and say, well, you tell me what you need to know. It's learning to sit back and find other sources of information. There's a reason why I get news feeds from a lot of different places to look through. Why, when I find an article that seems interesting, I put it in the list and then I go back and I do a little more research on it and I try to find out more before I bring it to you here. Because I'm trying to avoid that forced perspective that we are all driven to. It's the knowledge that your viewpoint is being manipulated that allows you to see it. It's like watching a magician when you know how they do the trick. it's not magical anymore. When you know that the magician is forcing you to look at one hand while they do the trick in the other, you know to look at the other hand. That's what I want people to start doing. I want to raise the flag that says, hey, you're being forced into a viewpoint that is not based completely in fact. It's that old line, you know, there are lies, darn lies, and statistics. You're being manipulated. You are not giving an informed consent. Your consent is being manipulated. And I'm hoping that by doing that, some of you will at least look around, question what you're being told. When I was a teenager, the line was, you never trust anyone over 30. Well, at this point, I don't trust anybody that claims absolute knowledge. Anybody that says the science is settled, I know they're trying to force a perspective. And by recognizing that, that is the trigger that allows me to back up and look. And hopefully some of you have gotten that here today as well. It's not that you have to know everything, but you have to have your BS sensor awakened that something may be wrong. Now, if you like this show, you can find more. Go to AmericaOutloud.com. Look for the Constitution Study, because all of my shows, they show up on the podcast, they show up on the website. You can share them with others. Please share them. That's the best way to use this material. So again, head to AmericaOutloud.com. Check out this show. Check out the other shows. And then come back next time and join me right here on the Constitution Study.
Hey, you'll stay out of jail. Love the neighbors and have a few good friends.